Rabbanan, the Chofetz Chaim, is about whether you're allowed to report back if you see somebody who's done something wrong. So it says you're not allowed to mention to other people about wrong things that a person did. The truth of that, Bali Tshuva, to say what they did in their past Gilgul, you're not allowed to say that. It's not allowed to mention what their parents did, what they did. That's certainly not allowed to do something which if you would say in front of them, they would be embarrassed about. So you're certainly not allowed to say in public. You're even not allowed to say it to one other guy. You should know this guy used to be this and this and this. You're not allowed to say it because if he would be embarrassed, if you said in front of him, you're not allowed to embarrass him elsewhere as well. That's faucet. But even if you would see something not about previous time, previous era, but something which he did wrong now, something which you see he's done something wrong now, so then you're not allowed to tell other people about it. That's also not allowed to say about what somebody did. You're not allowed to embarrass him by telling somebody about it. There's lots and lots of problem about this, which we're about to delineate. But be Ikaron, you say that you saw somebody did something wrong, you're not allowed to tell other people. So what type of things are we talking about? So it says the Chofetz Chaim, it doesn't make a difference if you saw him do something which is a clear issa deraisa, you're not allowed to tell other people. That was definitely embarrassing. If you see him, let's say, steal, that's definitely something which is also deraisa, and that if you would tell other people about it, if you were just in front of him, it would have been seriously embarrassed. Even if it's something which not everyone's mikvah about, so he's talking with you, it's really not. Or his examples are, he's not much about learning every day, which sadly lots of people are much about learning every day. So you might have thought, okay, I'm just saying over, but he's like part of the crowd, it doesn't matter so much. Even such a thing, he doesn't learn every day, or he speaks Sheke, doesn't always say the truth. All those type of things is forbidden to say over to someone else, because such a thing does embarrass a person. And then he says a bit of a chiddush. Now if you see somebody who doesn't spend so much money for Shabbos meals, he says Allah is the Sefer things out from Sefer Charidim, the person should be easygoing on his money for the Shabbos meal. And this person doesn't want to spend money on a Shabbos meal. Such a thing, which is not an issue there, right? And it's just an Indian, such a thing as well to report, to tell somebody he's better come to him, he doesn't like spending money on that, you're not allowed to do it, even if it's true, because had you said in front of him, he would be embarrassed, and if I say such a thing, not in front of him, is an issue of Shekel. He says this crap, this dinim, which is saying about somebody who has done an aveira, it depends what type of person he is. If he's an Odom Beinini means an average guy, which he doesn't do that video the whole time. Midei pam, he does that video. You see his next on a very once, such a thing is forbidden, absolutely forbidden to report back to anyone. You see something did on a very once, you can't even go to the basement to tell about it. Because it was done on a very once, he was next time, he's not going to do it again. Why should he go and tell the basement or anyone about such a thing? He's something, I'm going to tell the rabbi about it. It's next time once, why should I report back? If it's a problem, he's got a serious problem, we have to deal with it. If it's a one-off thing, then you've got no right to tell anyone about it. And not only that, you're not even allowed in your own self, within your own, I feel being atomic, even within your own feelings, you're not allowed to be looked down at this guy, because it's quite possible that he was nishal once.
Is that just a regular person? Or
a regular person, with a regular person. Even with a regular person, if it's a one-off thing, you're not allowed to feel bad about it, think bad about this guy. So in the bottom of my mind, he says, what do you mean? I just told you that Huadin, somebody doesn't learn every day. And that's not a one-off thing. So if I see somebody not learning every day, I'm not allowed to tell other people this guy doesn't learn, even though it's not a one-off thing. So he says, yeah, because that's something which unfortunately people don't realize that there's a chiyuv. They think it's mutter. They think since because of parnasa, and he said parnasa, so you got a hetter. So rather you should go up to this person and tell him that he's wrong. But because of this to go and tell other people that he does something wrong, he doesn't learn every day, he doesn't have a right. Because that's unfortunately something which people assume is mutter. That's why he's acting that way. It's something which everyone is off business, so once you've gone ahead to tell other people, the mitzvah is still exists with himself, not allowed to do it. But if you see that something which everyone knows is also, and he was nesher in it, then it depends if he's an Adam Beini or an Adam Talmud Chacham. This is where the problem goes. If he's an Adam Beini, that he's normally careful about nesher, right? And on this point, that so is nesher once, even though something which is definitely awesome, and so is nesher once, then you're not allowed to tell other people about it. He says because you can be sure, since he knows there was definitely something wrong, by now he would have done shiva. He says you can't even tell that they on air about it, because since he only did it once, you can be sure he did shiva. But you do have to give musa to this guy. You do have to tell him off. You have to tell him off. You have to tell him what he did was wrong. You have to do it in a nice way as well. All the problem of a kohat. But
you said tell him off, and then you said don't tell him the first time because you assume he's going to do shiva. Which one is it?
No, you can't tell other people because you see he would have done shiva. But to him you should tell. You should tell him in a nice way that he's done something wrong. And certainly he says, but that's only by an Adam Beini. If you see an Adam Talmud Chacham who did something terribly wrong, it's a death the Vaday Oven Godel Hu Lefalsim Chetoy for Osa Afila Harachov. You're not even allowed to think, well, this guy did something wrong. Because Kibbe Vaday Osa Tshuva. He definitely did Tshuva. Even if one time he was Nishra by Zitara, the Chazal say, Misha Talmud Chacham, Shava Ve Belaila Al Taharachov Be Yoim, Kibbe Vaday Osa Tshuva. So, divine, we haven't really seen a difference between if it's a terrible aveir or not a terrible aveir. We're going to see that tomorrow, the difference. But what we have seen today was, if somebody sees, if somebody knows somebody did something wrong, certainly if it was in his previous era when he was about tshuva, or his parents were about tshuva, there's an issue drama to tell other people about it. No answer whatsoever. But even if I saw this person did something wrong, did it right now wrong, it's also not allowed to tell other people about it. If I saw he did something wrong, I should do it. If he was a Talmud Chacham, then I shouldn't even do that, because you can be sure he has regretted what he did. I'm not going to have to be Maharach. Tomorrow we're going to see what happens if it's somebody who is not going to be covered by Muslim. Then what are you meant to do about it? Yes.
What
said
the
Kiddush with
the
Russian
Ayin?
You would have thought. Right? So there's an Indian to spend money for the Shabbos meal. It's bought in double line in the Torah, it's not even bought down in the Navi. It's the same Haredim brings this down. There's an Indian. So a person might think, so there's not much of an Indian. So it doesn't matter if I tell other people about that. It's just an Indian. It's not something which, you know, sometimes people say, when I get to up there, I go to Achamei Vashim, let that be my worst aveir. It's the wrong way of looking at it. But sometimes people say that. It's the wrong way of looking at it. But that might say, so let that be his worst aveir. It's not so wrong if I'm saying about it. It's not so wrong if I say, that's not about it, because, no, it's an Indian. So the whole time, even about that, even about Inyanim, if else it's more damage to him, if I should be much with about it. So it's wrong to tell other people that he's not much with about it.
The aspect of God's Shuva or Yiddish, I can't say to tell me that he did what he was, or not to even mention that he is about Shuva or Yiddish.
There's nothing wrong with saying a person's a ger, but you shouldn't say about what he did. Then, like in a, something you can say a person's about shiva in a positive way, and something a person can say about shiva in a negative way. The idea is to be resolved about his actions that he did. A sefer came out about Southern Golu, and he wrote that when he was a kid, he used to like playing baseball. So now, some of them were upset about that book. Some of them didn't care about it. The ones who are upset about the book claimed it was in a breach of this halacha. He's saying about an old Godov who used to play baseball when he was younger. And some of them says, I don't know, you see somebody play baseball when he was younger, look how he turned out. Two different ways of looking at it. I see you can hear two sides to this equation. But the idea is if I say something which is bad about what he used to do, And you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to say, you know, he used to be a waiter in some pub at night. Something like that is a zilzal in, I don't know, I'm sure that he's become a big problem goal. Let's focus on the good. Maybe I want to share with you a simcha gedola that happened to me yesterday. As some of you might have known, you'll be learning a taste of and thus kuf dalit on the faith and sochim. And as some of you might be aware, I've been very stuck about the last part of taste for the last week. We haven't got there yet, but I had a very big difficulty, which we're going to find out soon. And the last week I've been looking and searching, helping, trying to find Gelt and Shmaid, try and work out the chairs for this. Came yesterday afternoon, Shabbat afternoon. I think to myself, what on earth am I going to do tomorrow? We finally got to this. What am I going to do to answer this question? Could tell you I don't have a tab and move on, but I took out the Tzalach and custom sleeve for Rosh Brothers Shoyim and to no avail. I need to see how to smile. So I went to the stocking shop and I looked through some of the songs and then I saw Dibbus Moshe. Dibbus Moshe, if any of you know, is a Moshe Feinstein. He wrote Chukas Torim. He also wrote, and he was a Magachir. He also wrote Shirim. His Shirim are very, very long, extremely long. But no more than on our subject, he wrote a drasha about it, a shmir about it. Sukya the Yesh Brachas that don't begin with Baruch, some do begin with Baruch, and his page is 72 pages long. 22 small writing, quite small. And I thought maybe somewhere in here is going to help. And it's been actually asked some very nice questions at the beginning. Different questions are what we have, but nice questions and a nice idea the whole way through. Exciting reading. On page 20, he discusses my difficulty. On page 21, I think there's an answer to it. So, the Siyata Dishmaya today will be sharing with you a Mahalach of Ramesh Weinstein to answer the difficulties we haven't yet said, but we will be saying what the difficulty is. But with the knowledge of Baruch Hashem, the Alman Yisrael, Klal Yisrael has led him to lead us the way, show us the way. I was very excited. So, let's remind ourselves where we're holding. We're not going to go through the whole truth again because we already did it twice. But to remind ourselves where we're holding. Hey, maybe you've got it in there. So it's in this much after all that. So, we saw in the Gemara there's some brachas that begin and end with Baruch. They're called brachas arukos. Some brachas, despite the fact that brachas arukos, do not begin and end with Baruch. They just end with Baruch. The question is, why? And the answer was, says the Gemara, because the bracha smucha lechaverosa. They are close to the other bracha, adjacent to another bracha, therefore they don't begin with Baruch. They just end with Baruch. Tosis on the second page of the page asks from the Kain Shama, and the Kain Shama doesn't start with Baruch. Why didn't it start with Baruch? It's not smucha lechaverosa. Last week we said it is, maybe. Ravid said because smucha tam mafil. But that wasn't what Tosis held. Tosis said it wasn't smucha lechaverosa. Says Tosis, and you say something you say just for shlach or just for tefillah. You don't say, don't start with a Baruch, right? So Mele Tzvila Sadeh doesn't start with Baruch. Atzavu Atzalei Ba'olam doesn't start with Baruch. And the kind of Shama doesn't start with Baruch. All these, they're just coming just for Shvach or just for Tzvila, they don't start with a Baruch. But something which is a chiyuv of a bracha, that you have to start with a Baruch. So Shmein Etzah, and then it's fine to that one, a second, that you meant to say Tzvila in such a fashion, so has to start with a Baruch. But something which I've not because I need to eat something, it's not by not. And it's just I've already davened for the day, and just because I'm now going on a journey and I want to see after this mic and eventually such a thing doesn't need to start with Baruch. That was faces of Kol HaBrochis to start with Baruch. So then Tosfos in the next Tosfos, the longer one, Tosfos explains why does the Baruch HaSmuch HaVeta not start with Baruch. So Tosfos because the previous one ended with Baruch. Rashi, Rashbam said the reason Bardim was because the previous one started with a bomb, right? So we saw the Machlokes Tesis and Rashbam or Rashi. The original one, right, the very first one. And then Tesis starts going through all the different ones. Tesis starts with Aftoya. Why did Aftoya, the first bracha after Aftoya, doesn't conclude with a bracha? Why did the second bracha after Aftoya doesn't start with a bracha? Tesis answered, because they're all one big bracha. Next. Sitting next to him, Mr. Peretz, during after yesterday, and I saw he was so excited, didn't answer on him after the first part of the bracha. Well done, Mr. Peretz. Next. Yeah, lots of them have separate paragraphs. Why do they have separate paragraphs? Because once upon a time they used to yell out, Nemon Atahu, or Satan Shevach then. Next. Then Tatum says about Sheva Brachas. Why does Sheva Brachas, the first three Brachas, start with Baruch? Why does it start with Baruch? I mean, you said by Pergoffin, so why do you not start with Shakur Baruch? Tatum says because that otherwise you wouldn't know where. So first he said brings on Rashi, that the first three Brachas aren't really meant to be there, Bechlof. It's out of place. It's just put there. Similar to Havdalah, we say Bechagopen, Bomeresh, Bomenishonim, so not the right order, but we say that each one starts in Baruch, because they're not really meant to be there. They're meant to be at different times, but we just happen to put them all together. So Mela, that doesn't start, they all have to start with Baruch. Now why does Asher Yotza start with Baruch? That's the question. Why does Asher Yotza? Asher Yotza is the fourth bracha of the Sheva Brachas. Why does it start with Baruch? Hooray, the bracha before that started with Baruch.
It would seem like they're both.
You wouldn't know where the new one started. You wouldn't know where the new one started. So maybe that one has to start with Baruch as well. Lastly, with the Vitoyah and Harivna, why doesn't Harivna start with the Baruch? Again, the same idea. You wouldn't know where Harivna started. If it was two brachas, it should have started with the Baruch, because you wouldn't know where Harivna started. So they said it's really one bracha. You should know that's what they say. Harivna is really one bracha, and that's why we say Veharivna. Some people say Harivna, but we say Veharivna. Why? Because we hold it's one long bracha. Rashi didn't hold to that. That Chayim speak out. Rashi doesn't hold to that. You see, Rashi said that the reason why Asher Yotzah saw the Metalmo started with the Baruch was because this is the beginning of the Sheva Brachas, not because you wouldn't know where Asher Yotzah started. So Rashi doesn't hold to that. So come to Rashi, the fact that you don't know where Brachas started doesn't matter. You can still don't have to start with the Baruch. So come to Rashi, Harivna is a new bracha, and you start Harivna. You don't start Beharivna. It's a new bracha. In fact, there are things to get. The Gemara in brachas, the Gemara says that three brachas are menatoya. The three brachas are bits of toya. It's Lasik, Harivna, and Asher Bachabono. One for toya, one for Nevi'im, one for Tzuvim. According to say, says you have to change the gears. It's not three brachas, it's two brachas. Because Lasik, Vidiv, and Harivna became one bracha. But that's all because of Tzitzis Chiddush. Tzitzis Chiddush is a Chiddush, and you need to know when a bracha starts. If you wouldn't know when a bracha starts, you have a problem. Right? So Mela, Harivna has to be one bracha. Oh, so we're up to now in Tema. Vavdol and Ami, yeah, Vavdol and Ami. Why does Vavdol start with Baruch Hashem and Kiddush Machel and Mamadim and Kiddush Machel? Vavdol and Ami should be Tachas the Baruch. She's got a kasha. Why does Vavdol start with the Baruch? Hooray! It's the Baruch Hashmuchel Chaverso. It's next to Bo Meresh. So why does Vavdol start with the Baruch?
It seems like one bracha.
Half a piece of smoke. Oh, he's going to say the same thing. Half a piece of smoke. Mishum, should I tell you, Rochachas, they shouldn't seem like one brother. Says the Taitas, Mishami asks, Rahim Zala, Mishami asks his kasha. That means Mishami doesn't hold like me. I'm telling you, there's a klal that has to be, nick at the beginning of the bracha. But, you got where we're holding? We are. the narrow lines in the bottom of the narrow lines. So I answer a different answer. That any bracha that doesn't have to be together with the previous one does start with a bottom. So Meir, since Rebbe would be mefazon them, he would say by Meir Shber, and he would say by Meir Nisab and someone else, and then he would start with Hamam to make a Jechol, so Meir it starts with a bracha. The cloud of brachas mukhav of Rebbe is only if it has to be together. It's always together. If something is not always together, then it would start with a bracha, even if we now put it together. Says Taisus. We normally put it together with a matzah, but does it have to be together? No, it doesn't have to be together. And therefore, even though it doesn't have to be together, since it doesn't have to be together, we would start a matzah with a bracha.
The Rebbe did his yayim after the sunim in there. He would have done there, yayim over there, narrow over there, the sunim when he got back home, and then he would have done the yayim.
He wouldn't have someone there to have a call. Someone there was done elsewhere.
Right, and there then when he came in, he's like, for a prayer got and then it was
happy. Yeah.
So his order might have been
So since it's not brachas smochas vessel, because the fact is next to bomer ish is just a mikra, it's not really like that. So therefore, it's not called smochas vessel. Bit of a chiddush. Rafi is just ma'ari to miyachas because even if you were doing mitzvahim elsewhere, you would have done both your goffin together with his abdallah. So still a smochas vessel, but it's not smochas to this one. I've interjected my prayer for your girlfriend with Bermin of Summer, and then I've done that. I'm out there. So I've put something else in between.
If he did January in Abdallah, why
would
he have to do the
Rukhazar in the beginning of the Abdallah? Right, that's the question I was just asking. Very good. But since what? Yeah, you're right. But since the way we do it is we do Yayin, Shomim, and Yayin, Shomim, and Abdallah, and the Shomim and Ned don't have to be here. So we have a hashtag between our Boy Bergoffin and Abdallah, so the menu has to start Abdallah with a Bergoffin. Very good. The Yishami asked the Kasha, why does Bergoffin, why does Kiddush start with a Bergoffin Hashem? Why is it not a Bergoffin Mukhal Chavarasa? So what were you saying, Bernard? Why? Abdallah, I told you because we've interjected the Bebe Goffin with two other things that don't really have shaykh. So my Hamavdal now is Mufsat from my Bebe Goffin. But the Kiddush Bemeti of Al-Kasha, why the Kiddush do you start Baruch Atah Hashem? I'm sure you all had this Kasha on Friday night. So what? The Maitreya is our Mishnah and you should do on wine. What do you say, John? Why does Kiddush start with Baruch Atah Hashem and Ibn Mas'ayim? Oops, look at me. Anyone have any idea? Something we should do once a week. No. Very good, thank you, Bernard. We come to Tesis, we have a test. Tesis says, anytime I have a short bracha followed by a long one, I need to start with the bracha, because otherwise it would look like one long bracha. I'd say, very big bracha, and I'd take a song and say, I wouldn't know where the beginning of the bracha is. So Tesis says, very good. Tesis says that it's because otherwise I wouldn't know where it begins. But the problem is that Shami also is the kasha. And again, Tesis is asking on himself. I'm telling you, any time I wouldn't know where the beginning of the bracha is, I need to start with the Bebe Goffin. The Yishami asked from me from Abdallah, and also asked from Kiddush. And Yishami gives a different teretz. Why by Kiddush? You start off with a second Yishon, Baruch Atah Hashem, or you start with Baruch Atah Hashem. Yishami says, the reason is, because sometimes you wouldn't be making Bebe Goffin. Sometimes you'll just start a Shekhar Shalom and say to the Lord. When will we have that? When we have a case when you won't start with Bergoffin? No. would be making Giddush. Is that Giddush on either bread or wine? Thank you very much, Rabbi Bernard. Good thing you're here today. Says Rabbi Bernard, that Rabbi Bernard, if you're in the middle of a meal on Erev Shabbos and the same, you already made Berber Geffen in your meal, and then you come to your Shabbos meal, all you do is praise Mappa or Mekadesh, you don't say Berber Geffen. So then sometimes this broth is not together with the Berber Geffen, therefore you say Shere Kedushanu with a broch. And okay, we can say the same answer with Atala maybe. Also with Atala, there's no dinner for his mouth, so maybe not. Okay, so forget what I just said, scratch what I just said, forget it. And the Mayor, thank you. Those are the two points so far. Later, Jim Taylor. Fake taste of that castle.
Excuse me, and if you did actually see it, the person did have to do Atala and he was going to continue his name. Can you negate me?
Yeah, and okay, you can. Yeah, except you don't have to, though. It's a very rare case. You can keep going the meal.
But you don't have to say Berber Geffen for that as well.
That's clear. Yeah. Tractate Akasha, three lines up in the narrow lines. The first word on the line is Rebbe. Vimzema. Yalucha Shaka Halel. In Halel, there's two boxes, one at the beginning and one at the end. Yalucha, the end of Halel. The year in Eino, those of us that lived in Chutzaretz, Talmud Ashkenaz, know that at the end of the Birchas Krishma in the night, in the evening prayers, we say Bocha Hashem Lo'idom Omin V'Omin or something like that, which ends up year in Eino. Year in Eino doesn't begin with a Boch. So why does it not end with a Boch? It just ends off with a Boch. Yishtabach. Why didn't Yishtabach begin with a Boch? Why does it end with a Boch? Why didn't you start with the Baruch? Yishleima says Taisus, you know why? Yalucha v'smucha lebrocha. Yalucha is close to the bracha. Which bracha? Helikre tahalel. Started halel with the bracha. Baruch Hashem mekinim el tayilom. Shekisham v'shteis v'shonu likre tahalel. So we start with the bracha. So it's a bracha. Smucha lekavirta. A whole bunch of sukkim in between. How do you say smucha lekavirta? A whole bunch of pirokim in between. Says, you know why? For they have a psukim esek. The psukim of esek. Gemoi, bracha achrenis of a krishma. The bracha achrenis of a krishma, then they have a krishma esek. The krishma is not esek. Why is it not esek? Because the psukim of esek. Yeah, but doesn't matter. I don't make a broch on the third broch of the Pirkei Krishma. I don't start with the broch because the fact that I was saying Sukkim in between is not a hefsek on the broch. In Cain says, "Places now that I've told you," and that answers all the kashas, right? Answers all the kashas. Yalucha, he had Sukkim in between. Broch is a meila, my main and Sukkim in between. Yishtabach, you had Tzukizum in between. So, Baruch Shama was the first Baruch, Yishtabach is the last Baruch, and the Tzukizum in between, oh, I have Tzuk. Then Cain says, Tzitzis, Nere Shein, after being Baruch Shama and Yishtabach, you shouldn't have a Hesed between Baruch Shama and Yishtabach. You shouldn't talk between Baruch Shama and Yishtabach. Why? Because since the Baruch has Tzmucha Lechavelcha, since the Baruch of Yishtabach is the Tzmucha to Baruch Shama, you can't talk in between it. Baruch Shama Lechavelcha. Same way as Hala, right? Yeah, what would you think it means? Meaning? She stops to go outside the building. From Bar Shama to the end of Yishtabach. Stopping meaning, there's something called a hashtag. Hashtag means either talking, doing an act, learning. Those are hashtag. And suddenly you're standing still and not talking. That's not hashtag, is it? Mr. Bill says that. Shouldn't have a break. Okay, so we've answered everything. Very good. You cost, but it's difficult. Why? We are look at the little Pesach. We are look of Seder night. They mevoch in the Kriya Halel. On Seder night, we don't say Halel. So why? It was this kasha. So why does Yalalucha not start with a Baruch? One second, before we start this kasha, Yossi Benjamin asked a good kasha last week. Before we say this kasha, what place is saying that having a hefsek between brachas, between of sukkim, is not called a hefsek? So, for example, Yossi Benjamin, it's not true. Why do we, when we get called up in the Torah, we start off as a bracha bonu kolamim? Why does that bracha start at the beginning and end with the baruch? Because the bracha ruka. So begins and ends with the Baruch, right? But why does the Baruch Hashem Otzon Lanu start with the Baruch? It's Mukhala Kabelto. It's next to the other one. Why does it start with the Baruch? Why are you going to say this Sukkim in the middle? Sukkim in the middle and I have to... Yeah, Hashem Otzon Lanu. Challenge you.
I thought that
would
be it,
we
talked
about. Ashabach HaBonah, we said, the reason why in Kriyas HaTorah, in Birchas HaTorah, Ashabach HaBonah starts with a Baruch, is because when you get called up to the Torah, Ashabach HaBonah is not Smuch HaLachavetah. But Hashem Nosan Lon, which is the second one, is Smuch HaLachavetah. Because although there's Sukkim in between, oh, there's Sukkim in between, so I have to... That's with the Birchas HaTorah of our Chiyuv Birchas HaTorah in the morning. So each one was instituted for a different one. But the brachas that we make when we get called up and after the Torah, all this for the Torah reading. Make a brach at the beginning, Hashem Baruch HaBonah. Make a brach at the end, Hashem Asan Ono. So why does it start with Hashem Asan Ono? Baruch Atah Hashem. It shouldn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem. It should just start straight away. Hashem Asan Ono.
To me, they only said the first, and then the first person said it. You directed them towards the
end. So Mashal asks this. So Mashal says to look in the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says, says the Gemara says that since it used to be that Hashem Baruch HaBonah was said by one person, and Hashem Asan Ono was said to someone else after seven aliyahs, so therefore that is a hefsek. Such a thing, you have to start with the bracha Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam.
Even though now we still critics, they didn't decide to remove the bracha Hashem.
Yeah, because one was said by one person.
Nowadays
we do it. We take the tikkun of once and we put it through today. So nowadays we kept the old tikkun. So it's said that every guy has to do it.
You can't. There is no license for the remains of putting it together.
No. Something called mistoria. We keep the old. Yeah, this guy was and will always be. Since it was, and one person at the beginning would say Hashem Baruch HaBonah, and one person at the end would say Hashem Baruch HaBonah, we now think every one of you have to do what those did. So Mela, Kedush Maskim, but Hashem Baruch HaBonah. Next question was, so why by Megillah? Why by the Megillah do we start off with, after the Megillah, we start with Baruch Atah Hashem? Why don't we say, it's Lucha, because the psukim are not ethic. Well, one on Gokhi, very hard to say that, because I've got the Megillah in between. I know this is in our Gokhi. I finished. There, I know it's the end of the Megillah, and I'm starting about. So why don't you start with... I hear you are. It could have argued if we'd have a turret. We start off Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Haravos Yivenu Adonis Dineinu Ha'Nekim Itzmik Moshenu Amshani Gmur L'Chol Evin Hashenu Baruch Atah Hashem. No, the beginning of the Megillah we start off Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shekin Tisham Mitzvah Vissivonu Likris Ha'em. It's Likris Megillah. Then Shos V'Nisim. Then Shekhi Yom. Then we say the Megillah. And then we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Haravos Yivenu Adonis Dineinu. So we start with the Baruch. Mm-hmm. Chris says, why do you need to start with the Baruch?
Do you say that somewhere else?
No, never ever say. So why do you ever say it? Why start with the Baruch? It's Kasher L'Ran in Megillah. And the Rana Megillah says, because it's nothing to do with the Megillah. This bracha has no sight of the Megillah, it's something else completely. Yeah, the Shekhyana was for the Megillah. And now, this last...
For the
Megillah. And now, this new point of Aravasivenu, is a new thing to thank Hashem for the next. We actually say it after the Megillah, but it's not connected to anything beforehand, and therefore it needs to start with the Baruch. Which leads us to the third kasha of the Mashal. Why does by Aftoyo? By Aftoyo we start with the Baruch before Aftoyo, so, Karei Lamin. And what's the Baruch after Aftoyo? So, Karei Lamin. So, the one before Aftoyo was the Baruch Al. Yeah, something like that, right. We make a bracha before that Torah, and then we make a bracha after that Torah. The bracha before that Torah begins to enter the Baruch, and the bracha after that Torah, why does it begin with the Baruch? And it's always together with the bracha before it. And Sukkim and I have Sukk. The context is Sukkim and I have Sukk. Why does it
start?
Say that, it's not Sia. It will be a bracha. So, one says, we'd like to say to Israel, says, because the Sukkim will never come to us. Since there are always different Sukkim every time, I've told you the different Sukkim. If you say different Sukkim, the answer is that. The answer is Kriyatatoya and Sukkim doesn't answer that. Megillah, I'm going to use the run for. But since the Sukkim are not constant, therefore, we don't have the Sitzoyes of Tosfos. Tosfos is telling us that the Sukkim are on our hefsek. That's only when they're not constant, when they are constant. So then it looks like something else. If that's the Seder Dava, you make a bracha, you say these Sukkim, then you say that bracha, that's the Seder, that's the order, and you say that's not hefsek. If every week I say something else, so then it would look as if it's such a different thing. It's a different entity. I've got a bracha. Then I choose what to say. And then I've got another bracha. It doesn't look like it's one continuous thing. So Josh says this teres, but Tosfos and Brachos doesn't hold on this teres. Because Tosfos and Brachos ask the question, why by Kriyatatoya do we have not, why do we start with a bracha? I mean, Tosfos says, even though every week has got a different reading, he still had the question. Tosfos doesn't hold on this teres. Jason Brachos doesn't hold this test. So Josh does. Jason Brachos doesn't hold this test. So according to Jason Brachos, we don't have an answer why that's so young, we start with a box. We don't have a test for this. Now shall I leave this difficult? Why does Aftoya not start? Why does it start with a box? No rabbinic. Both before and after rabbinic. We have rabbinic laws if you have a bracha de raita. And so and the brachas of that. Right. And all the brachas of it. So why should I start with the baruch after so? Huh? After it's the baruch. Yeah, but he's going to last first. Why did the bracha of Tzurkalei Omim after Aftoya start with the baruch? It's not that the bracha of one. The
Shabbat Amin Yim Tzivim Otzim Adem. Mirror our Torah situation since the Rishon let us do is let's make something similar to that.
But they asked the question, why by the Torah did he do it? And they said the reason was because in the Torah was seven guys with a hashtag in between. One guy doing one, seventh guy doing the other one. But you don't have that by that Torah.
Because
the Vim is the Vim and the Sukkim. No. And so it's the Vim is the Vim. The Vim and the Sukkim.
The Vim is the
Vim. It's not serious. It's a bracha.
Yeah, it still counts. You just don't need the bracha.
It's a bracha. Let's start with Sukkim and Vim.
It still counts. It's still in the blank for women and girls.
Right, it is. And therefore. And then one before and four after. Very good. Just don't start with the baruch. It's still a bracha. A bracha is not a bracha. Right. Okay. That's the Marshal's cousin. We have a Terence that doesn't fit in with Tesis and Brochus. Terence is there, also answers, since not constant. But Tesis and Brochus doesn't accept that one. Okay, here goes.
Because
Tesis and Brochus ask, why by Kriyas HaTorah do we start with a Broch at the end of Kriyas HaTorah?
He gives an answer.
What is his answer? Not that the Brochus aren't took him on constant.
Right.
What is his Terence? Right, that means he holds the fact that the Sukkim aren't constant is not a terrorist.
Because
why do you have to say the other terrorists about 1 in 7? No, it's not a good terrorist because he could have given a much better terrorist, which would have helped us for nowadays. He says a terrorist that once upon a time is 1 in 7, and nowadays, although it's not 1 in 7, we instituted it based on that. Much more glad terrorist. Because every time the Sukkim are not constant, so if you have to make a bracha before.
In our studio here, did he answer the question?
He doesn't ask the question.
Isn't it something that we ask and answer?
Yeah, but he doesn't. He can't build very much of it.
I'm saying the fact that he even mentioned something like that here, does that prove to us he doesn't hold of it?
No, I didn't say that. So from the fact that Tesis and Brochus answers something else and doesn't answer this most obvious terrace means he doesn't hold of this terrace. Right? Okay, so, let's move on to this kasha. Mir kasha, fritzita kasha. Mir lucha, delele pesach, on Seder night, kame vok in likris halel. We don't say likris halel on Seder night. So why does your lucha not start with Baruch? Says places a teretz. The kachnir says places. The brocha sha'acha psukim in tzorich siche. A brocha psukim does not need a siche. Why? Why doesn't he need a siche? A brocha psukim.
He knows.
The aluka comes after all the psukim of halal, so it doesn't need a siche. Why not?
He knows the brocha.
Why hesek? So I never made the first brocha. Who is not hesek? So what's I got to do with him? We got to catch on Seder night. On Seder night, if you started, you don't have a bracha beforehand. So why doesn't Yaluchah start with a bracha?
You know it's a bracha.
Because it's Sukkim. And therefore what?
You know it's a bracha.
You know it's a bracha. Says in Mordechai. You know what you're talking about?
No.
Says, God says, Shebeloi Sikha Nikes Kola. Without the, since you got Sukkim, you don't need a Baruch. Because now it's Nick at the beginning. Nick at the beginning. And therefore you don't need a Baruch. Says in Mordechai, Valgim, having to taste this without understanding a word.
No, I remember. I knew.
What on earth is Tasha talking about? What is Tasha talking about? Since this took him beforehand, you know the beginning. So what? I mean, every bracha needs a bach asa Hashem alekinu melech ha'olam. Where is it? So what if I know the beginning? A bracha doesn't need that bracha to Hashem alekinu melech ha'olam now?
Or in the same.
You didn't make a bracha beforehand. So you're saying a different day. Bibakashan. Well done. But we're saying what Taisa is saying.
When you do something a certain way that you're not
very good, very good, fantastic. Yeah. It's similar to that, yeah. But Tesis doesn't give that territory. Tesis says a different territory. Tesis says, since without the Broch, I know where the beginning is. Since I know where the beginning is, doesn't need to borrow. At home, on Saturday night.
Well, you're breaking up how well with the
show. So what do you want from that?
You
didn't say Broch in the beginning. Right, so now the question is, so why when you say Yalalucha, does Yalalucha not start with Baruch Hashem?
It's from the text of what you're reading, you recognize, I would say. I don't need a Baruch
because
they're not reading
Halal now. He says, since I know Yalalucha is the beginning of the Baruch, I don't need Baruch Hashem. The question is, so what if I know it's the beginning of a bracha? A bracha needs the beginning, bracha Hashem. If it's a bracha smukha lecha veret, it doesn't. But if it's not a bracha smukha lecha veret, it needs a bracha Hashem. Who cares if I know? It is a bracha. If it's not a bracha, it doesn't have a question.
Actually, starting
unfolds like Owen would approach Kodesh, and you don't even say a bracha in the beginning.
They don't make a bracha then either.
No, they really don't.
No.
Oh, okay.
So here we do say Yaluch, we do make a bracha then. So why doesn't Yaluch start with Baruch Hashem?
Maybe based on Tosfos's argument with Rashba, that he told everything was based on, like, the reason why the bracha is supposed to look up here, so you don't need to make a bracha in the beginning is because you know how that's going in. So maybe you can say that Tosfos holds the ikkar is that you should know where the beginning of the bracha is, and if Baruch Atah Hashem is in the beginning, so that helps you know where the beginning is, but that's not the ikkar. The ikkar is to know where the beginning is. If you have bracha in the beginning, great. If not, but you know where the beginning is anyway, also good.
Don't you have a Brahm? Say the thing, it's a Gevaldige Chiddus. All you need to know is where the beginning of a bracha is. You don't need to start with a bracha with Bachata Hashem Akin Alayam. All you need to know is where the bracha begins. Where the bracha begins. Very nice. Tzitzis doesn't know about that. Because what was Tzitzis' question? Kol HaBrachis. The second Tzitzis. Tzitzis asked, Elakai Neshama, why didn't it start with a Baruch? Elakai Neshama, when do you say that in the Kai Neshama?
There, it's in the very beginning.
So I know when the beginning is, right? You wake up in the morning, you start a kind of song. When's the beginning? Where you started when you wake up. So you know where the beginning is. So what's Tzitzis Kasha? Why doesn't it have a Baruch at the beginning? And what's Tzitzis Teretz? Oh yeah, it's a special thing. It's just a Tzvila Ba'alma. Or just Shevach Ba'alma. What's the Kasha? The Kasha doesn't start. Because I know where the beginning is. If, according to Avraham, all you need to know is where the beginning of a Baruch is. So why by the kind of Shama does Tzitzis have a Kasha? Tzvila Teretz. I'm on my journey. Then I've gone, I have to now say Tzvila Teretz. Where's the beginning of Tzvila Teretz? Probably here. When I'm about to start, you're offering. So Tzitzis got a Kasha. Why does Tzvila Teretz not start with a Baruch? But if you're right, then you don't need a Baruch if you know where the beginning is. Not Kasha in the first place. And this does not fit the Kasha. I mean, this is telling me that I do need to have start off a Baruch with a Baruch. So what's this thing over here?
He had a slow set if you do one night a year, so it confuses the people with the Baruch over here.
Very nice test. I mean, not the test that they said. You're right. You could have answered that. So you just said different test. Tzitzis said because it's been in front, there's Tzukim in front of it, it's Minka Chilosa. Those are the words of Tzitzis.
Okay, this one is no Tzukim.
There are Tzukim.
There's a meal that's breaking everything up.
No.
I should have known.
There's no meal breaking up between Ma'asim and Baruch and Yalur.
The first one.
Shut up, I'm not talking about the first one. I'm talking about Yahaluka, which is that after the meal, after you've already started Hashem Zecharonu Yivarech, and after you've already started Ma'ashiv, and Hoyda Hashem Yitov, and Minamita, you've said a bunch of Zukim, and then you get to Yahaluka. You do not start Yahaluka with the Bracha. Why not?
But I know I'm in Halal because I said Ma'ashiv. Is that what you said?
Yes. Not I know I'm in Halal. I know where the beginning of Yahaluka is, because before that,
this is not the first thing you say ever. In this, you're in Lahal Seder.
When you end up
saying that, that's the first thing you say when you're on the road.
What's the difference? You're saying a nice Seder, but it's not a two thing. It's very important when we look at places. To look at places. There are other truths and other Rishonim. And Rishonim do say like you're saying, which is very nice. Could we even ask of all that down? But that's not the point. We only try and do places. We have to look at places. See what Tzitzis is saying. Forget about everything else. Listen. Now look at Tzitzis. Look at Tzitzis. What his question and his answer is, and then our job is to understand what Tzitzis' answer was. That's our job. Not to bring in other pshatim because it doesn't help us. Our job is to understand what Tzitzis is asking and answering. So let's look at the text. What Tzitzis? Tzitzis, Mu'kasa mi'alalucha d'leil Pesach. Saying mevokin nikai zahala. We do not say nikai zahala. We would say maybe the bracha beforehand would help for us, but we don't. So maybe we have no bracha beforehand. So maybe it's not a question. So here's starting answer. The kachneis is basically an answer. The bracha she'achat sukim, a bracha which comes after sukim. What bracha? Yaluka, which comes after sukim, ain't a psicha. Doesn't need psicha. Why? She'beloy psicha nikeres hatzchala. I see where the beginning of this bracha is without the Sikha. How? Yalucha. I see where the beginning of Yalucha is. Why? because it's psukim before him. I know psukim are brachas. So I know yaluch is the beginning of the bracha. Since I know it's the beginning of the bracha, I don't need to start the response. That's what Tosfos says. Now we have to now try and understand that text. Tosfos seems to be saying, as long as I know where the beginning of a bracha, wrong, right, in saying that. But Tosfos seems to be saying, as long as I know where the beginning of a bracha is, I don't need to start with a baruch. As long as I know where the beginning is, the whole reason why I need to start bracha with a baruch is to know where the beginning is. But once you know where the beginning is, you don't need to start with a baruch.
The problem.
So we're asking that. If that's true, then what was Tosfos' question? All of those, I know where the beginning was. And so he's asked the question on that, why doesn't it start with Boris? And so there's an answer. Why does this need to say an answer? There's no question. Because according to Rebbe Avraham, if I know where the beginning of a bracha is, I don't need to start with a baruch. So I know where the Kohen Shammah starts from. I know it's where the Zerah starts from. So why do I need to start with a baruch?
It has to mean
that. But don't need to be done because of a different reason.
Right. Here you have to start with a baruch. And then a recognizable statement which we know is going to be a bracha.
Right. So he's telling us, anytime I know that it's going to be a bracha, I don't need this to start with a baruch. So if that's true, it sounds very, very crazy, but if it is true, then why did they ask the kasha from the Chinese summer? Why did they ask the kasha from Tridisabit?
There has to be a difference between these and this one. There's got to be a difference.
Right.
That's
one way of looking at it.
Standalone praise.
So Yaluch also is standalone praise.
Also,
the Pesukim that feels the preceding just makes them know where this bracha starts with. So it's like a Lekai Neshama. So why is then Lekai Neshama that he's got a kasha and it is saying fine? Yeah.
Question on how to learn structured learning. When you get the question on this, we spoke at the beginning of reading Tosfos to try to figure it out, but that wasn't useful for this.
You can try reading Tosfos, but it doesn't help because it's not the Yerushalmi. Yeah. You can try reading it, but it doesn't help. Yeah, it would be a good aid if you're really stuck just to keep reading Tosfos and see, remembering the question, not like saying, remembering the question, see if perhaps it's answered afterwards. The answer says that the rest of Tosfos is another Mahalach or Yerushalmi, it doesn't answer. This kasha, the best for over a week now, I've been bothered about. No pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos seems to be saying, first of all, it sounds very, very, very crazy. We know a bracha needs shema malchus. Every bracha needs shema malchus. And now you're telling me a new story, I must have got stuck in beforehand, and I know where the beginning is, I don't need to have shema malchus. Besides the heartache in saying such a pshat, that's nishtem, you know, based on Tosfos. Tosfos asking an Erekai Neshama, he asked for an Erekai Neshama, even though we know where the beginning is. So here with Shiat the Shmai, the Met Shiat the Shmai with Zechat to Moshe Feinstein. And Moshe Feinstein tells us these things. Why does Brocha Smucha Lechaversa not need Shema Malchus? Why does it not need Shema Malchus?
It has it.
Doesn't have Shema Malchus. Had the Chasima, had the end of the previous one, but never had Shema Malchus.
So, Rashi was
very good, but they couldn't say this. They said the end. Doesn't have Shema Malchus. But Moshe Feinstein tells us these things. The reason why you need a bracha, Boch, Ato, Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam, the reason why I need it is to give a chashivas to a bracha. That's why I need it. To give a chashivas to a bracha. It says, remember, every time you make a bracha, when you've got a hanah, which you want to make a bracha hanah, you want to eat something. But Chazal says, when you want to eat something, you have to give a chashivas to it of a bracha. So you have to start with a bracha. So start a bracha to Hashem HaKinim HaKinim. But it says, Tosfos, when you're going on your journey, when you wake up in the morning, it's just the tefillah, it's just shevach. Then it doesn't need Shema Malchus. Why? Because it says that when you're just doing it, just for the sake of the Ribbono Shel Olam, just to give it Shema to Ribbono Shel Olam, in such a case, that itself gives the Achashivit of the Bracha. If it was the Chazal Mechayim asked, before you eat something you have to make a Bracha, so you'll have to show that you're doing it for the sake of a Bracha. You have to start with a Bracha. But when I'm not Mechayim to make a Bracha, and I just want to give a Zohar to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that I woke up and he gave back the neshama. In such a case, you don't need to start with a baruch. Because the whole act of saying his word is itself an act of showing that I want to give shevach to you bring Shoyla. Not because Chazal Machayev meets you. So Mela, if you're going on your journey, you've davened already. You've davened already. So why now are you starting to daven? Just to show that to ask Rebbein Shem for such a thing. In such a case, we don't need the requirement of Shema Malkus. The Etzem idea, the Etzem fact that I'm now standing up or sitting down doesn't make a difference. And saying Tefillas HaDerech shows that I want to say something to the Rebbein Shem for the sake of the Rebbein Shem. Because Shema Rebbein Shem, Tiva Bakos Rebbein Shem. In such a case, you don't need Shema Malkus. Says Rebbein. So, in a case when I want to thank Hashem for the apple, it's not good enough. I just want to thank Rebbein Shem. Because I have to also show there was a broch which Chazal Machayev. So you have to start with a broch. Tefillah as well. Chazal Machayev, when he's done, you have to start with a bakosha, with a sheva. Then bakosha and sheva. You see that it's over. So maybe there's lots of things to start with a broch and carry on hala. But something which is it's a sefer. It's not something that I'm mechuyev to do. It's not something I'm getting a no from. It's not something which is a tzedak tefillah. It's a sefer. So the whole fact, the mere fact that I'm saying this is the biggest proof that I want to give a bracha to Rebbein Shem. And something like that doesn't need a hecker of bracha to Hashem before. It doesn't need it. So Mela says, Tesis, anytime when I have just a shevach, I don't need to start with a bracha to Hashem. Why? Because it's got a certain uniqueness from the fact I'm just giving shevach to Rebbein Shem. So it doesn't need to start with a bracha to Hashem. Just as Phila doesn't need to start with a bracha to Hashem. And Tesis and brachas, Daf Yud Dalit, ask the same kasha Tesis here. Tesis ask, why by Yalukha do we not start with Baruch Ata Hashem? You know there it was. Umashik Shema Lucha Shema Smucha. Do you know what the Torah is? Lepi Shehi Hoidah Ba'alma. It's just Hoidah. It's just Hoidah. Since it's just Hoidah, it starts, doesn't start with the Baruch. But the end of the Baruch, because it's a Baruch Arukah. Anyone remember similar words to that? Places in our sugar ever said such a phrase? In her kind of shama, Places said that. So they're the same question, same terrors. That Yalucha is like in a kind of shama. It's just a dog, that's all it is. It's like in a kind of shama. So Mela, something which is just pure dog. So just thanking Rebbein Shem for doesn't require a bracha beforehand because that in itself is a bracha. Doesn't need the Shema Malchus. Just what? We have a problem. So how do I know where the beginning of it is? How do I know where the beginning of the Yalu Lucha is? Very nice. The guy in the Shema, I know where the beginning is. Where?
When you wake up.
When you wake up. Tfilas Adarach, I know where the beginning is. When is that?
When you pull over.
When you pull over. When I start speaking, that's when I know the beginning is. But Yalu Lucha, I'm in the middle of Halel. Where do I know where the beginning of Yalu Lucha is? Says Taisus, if there's Tukim, I know where the beginning is. It's clear where the beginning is. See, Yalucha, I don't need to start with the Baruch because I know where the beginning is. So the answer of Tesis is, let's explain the answer of Tesis. Yalucha says Tesis, this Teres of Tesis is really the same Teres of the Kanishon. Yalucha is just Shevach. It's just Shevach that doesn't need to start with the Baruch because the mere fact of you getting up and saying Yalucha is in itself a Baruch to Rebbein Shem, doesn't need the Baruch at the beginning. Doesn't need that Hekka. But we have another problem. We don't know where the beginning is because I'm in the middle of saying a whole bunch of things and then saying, I'm looking, so where's the beginning? I don't know where the beginning is. So Tesis, Sukkim, what Tesis says, the Bracha Shach of Sukkim, this type of Bracha, which is after Sukkim, this type of Bracha, which is pure Shvach, that doesn't need the Bracha in the beginning. This type of Bracha, which is after Sukkim, doesn't need the psicha, because without the psicha it's nekeres ha'shvara. We know where the beginning of the bracha is, so it doesn't need the psicha. So Mela, Yalucha doesn't need to start with the bracha.
Yalucha in the Shema,
And a kind of shalma, when you wake up, you just feel so much, it's a setup that we find a shalma back. It's not something which I want to eat, and therefore I'm a chayv myself with the bracha. But I say it because I got hidah to mention that I got my bracha and I got my shalma back. If it's pure hidah, it doesn't need the bracha beforehand. It itself, and that's what I was born to say at the beginning, it itself is the biggest riot I'm doing about bracha. Just add one line, then I'll take your questions. The Gemara says, called bracha, shem v'shem amalthus, eino bracha. Says the Rish, don't say you're not yotzi v'chavosha. Eino bracha. Meaning, that in order to give a chashivus of a bracha, it needs shem amalthus. So it might that thing that something when you're meant to have a mechuyv with the bracha, you want to eat something. You have to give a chashivus, so you need to say it, otherwise don't have a bracha. So something which is just pure love from the Rish Shalom, that I've woken up and I got my neshama back. I just pure love from the Rish Shalom. So I want to give my daughter to the Rish Shalom such a thing in the Mela bracha. Or when I'm already davening that day, and now I'm davening again. Why am I davening again? Just because I realize I need bakos on the revenge shalom. The main it's a bracha. It doesn't need to start with a bracha. Yalalucha is that. Yalalucha is a pure shevach. That's what it is. It's a pure shevach and wouldn't need to start with a bracha. It doesn't need to start with a bracha. Even if it's not smukha l'chavet, it doesn't need to start with a bracha. But we have a problem. I don't know where the beginning of it is. So places I do know where the beginning of it is. Because after psukim, then I know that we got bracha at the beginning, where the bracha starts. So maybe I don't need to start with a bracha.
Why is Shavuot putting this whole discussion in this?
Because Yaluch HaBederachla had a bracha before and then afterwards. Yaluch HaBederachla has a bracha at the beginning of
is there a clause in the
it's true. It came up in a way that in the end of the day would have been. So it might go, I tell you, went through. First build it up from Yaluch, which does at the beginning. And then he got left with a problem from Yaluch at the end. And he ended up there. Yaluch at the end is just like the Tzeis beforehand. Just like the Tzeis beforehand. So Meila Lissikul. This has been mistaken what we have in Tzeis. That's just the Tzeis that went through all the different Tzeis. And he was left with a kasha from Yaluch. Why Yaluch does it not start with a bow? Chay should start with a bow. Which Yaluch? Yaluch on Tzeis the night. Yaluch on every other halal we could say the bracha zayas. Yaluch on Seder night should start with a baruch, and it doesn't. So they say the chariot. What Yaluch since it's sukkim beforehand, it's minkit chiloso. But we didn't understand that. So what? The bracha needs to start with a baruch, unless it's smoke lechaversa, and it's not smoke lechaversa. So here we have Mahalach. Moshe says Yaluch is exactly like the Lekanishom. It's exactly like a Lekanei Shoma. Lekanei Shoma is pure Shevach to Rebbein Shalom. Yaluch is also like that. Pure Shevach to Rebbein Shalom. Does not need to start with a Baruch. Just what? What was Tzeis's problem? I don't know where the beginning is. Because even if it doesn't need to start with a Baruch, I need to know where the beginning of the Baruch is. And if I wouldn't know where the Baruch of the beginning is, that itself should be Machayev me with a Baruch. So Tzeis says, after Pesukim, I know where the beginning is. I'm now left with just like a kind of shama. I know at the beginning it's also the beginning. Yaluch is the beginning, and therefore doesn't require a baruch. Why doesn't it require a baruch? Because it's pure shevach. It's pure shevach. Something which is pure shevach does not require a baruch before.
The word yaluch is not from the pasuk.
No, it's not from the original. It's original, and now you know it's the beginning of a bracha, and therefore, since it's pure shevach, the bracha, that's there for Yidah, also that's Mechayim me, the bracha, it's Chazal Mechayim me, bracha, that's the start with the bracha. If I'm good for that, no, because it's Tfilah, which is Chazal Mechayim me, Tfilah, that's the start with the bracha. The bracha which is there for Yidah, so that's the start with the bracha, and therefore, everything's answered, everything's Mishut. Tuf Tam Midas. So, I'll come to be safe. Tell you one other chiddush. The Moshe said, "Don't mamish finish fitting with all the faces." He said, "You know why bracha smuk on a chaverta doesn't need a baruch? Why doesn't it need bracha to Hashem Akeinu Mecha Ilam? Every bracha smuk on a chaverta. So since you're in the middle of brachas, So you've already got the chashivas of brachas. It's clear that what you're saying is for the sake of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So you don't need to make extra chashivas of a new bracha of brachas to Hashem. That's the Ziz Mahalach for every brachas to the center. That's the test.
The first one is that way? Or?
No. You started that. You're already in the mode of giving Shabbat to Rebbeinu Shalom. Kidda, now what are we doing now? Chazal and Taishas Kamavan. And then we unite to Hashem. We have a sugar which starts from over here. Talmud Chananya, third line down. Chananya bar Chananya, the Talmid of the Rav. Kaveh Mdalit. We're now going back to the idea that whether you have to stop in the middle of your Shabbos meal or your Shabbos Shabbos meal. Chananya bar Chananya, Shabbos Kaveh Mdalit until.
The mind.
I have to love. One second. So Boyim Neirvina. So Boyim Neir. The beginning of the line is Boyim Neirvina.
There's a period there.
Okay, that's half six. How are we going to do that? I'd like you first to do Chazal and Taishas, make sure you got through the various aspects we spoke about today. The three kashas from Atzoyah, from Megillah, and from Pirkei Atzoyah. And why we left Shere, why the Mashal left his Shere. Mashal left it difficult, why the Mashal left it difficult. And then the vault we said by Yerluchot. Why this Yalucha doesn't need to start with the Baruch, because it is similar to the Kain Shama, it's just pure Sheva, something pure Sheva doesn't need to start with the Baruch, because the Kiyah is doing it for the Rebbeinu Shalom, and the reason why Taishas spoke about Sukkim is because he had another problem. The problem was, he didn't know that the Baruch, where the beginning of the Baruch would begin, and then in Yetzir Shem, we wanted to start Taishas to start preparing this Sugya problem. Next week, tomorrow I'll probably won't be giving shit, but I'll be learning with you. Make sure we